This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website at USAPrepares.com. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vin Finelli. Dane Wigington is with us. We're going to be talking about geoengineering. Welcome, Dane Wigington.
Vincent, how are you?
Very, very well, Dane. And we have Chris Farnworth with us. And Chris is an engineer out of Colorado, an electrical engineer. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Gentlemen, I just want to make a very quick announcement. There was some concern over our website being unavailable yesterday. So it actually means that people are paying attention to us. It was shut down. Not by me. I got it back up. And it wasn't a question of not paying for it, because I paid for it years in advance. It's not that. It was something else. And I'll tell you, in person, at the Get Prepared Expo, for those who want to participate in the seminar that I'll be doing at the Get Prepared Expo in March. Bottom line is, people are paying attention to what we're doing, and not everybody likes this. That's absolutely for sure. And this hour, they certainly aren't going to like what we have to say. When we talk about the geoengineering, the chemtrails, the spraying, the constant coughing that a lot of people have, the white mucus that they have, the trees dying. We're going to wake some people up. Some people just might not believe it, but they probably will by the end of this two-hour special broadcast on geoengineering. Other people aren't going to like it because we're exposing the truth. There's absolutely no question about it. Let's start with you, Dane Wigington. I got an email over the last 2 weeks. I'm not going to say specifically which day, so it'll make it a little more difficult for those who are following and reading my emails. Will make it a little more difficult for them, so I'm not going to say which days. Photos of the chemtrail spraying. They're sending me emails from all over the country saying, this is what's happening. Look, this is above our skies. It's not natural, and they're doing it day after day after day. Dane, you're in California. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, actually, as attention is raised on this issue, more and more people are waking up to it. They're certainly still spraying as heavily as before, but in a different manner. We're not seeing as much of the blatant, in-your-face, horizon-to-horizon coverage, but rather the shorter, bright trails that leave the sky progressively more silvery white as the day goes on, with the cobweb-type clouds floating around. And for a lot of people, even in the anti-geoengineering movement, Vincent, this is a little confusing for them, because they've unfortunately come to the conclusion that only these horizon-to-horizon trails are geoengineering. That's the tip of the iceberg. So, the spraying is absolutely continuing. And also, the term, thankfully, more are using the term geoengineering or solar radiation management. I'm not sure, Vincent, if you saw Alex Jones actually did a piece a few days ago that he did use the geoengineering term, thankfully, finally. And that is helpful, because it's still, when politicians, for example, try to avoid this subject or try to marginalize it. I had a meeting yesterday with U.S. Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who knows about this issue, who's been given a mountain of data about this issue, but yet in this meeting, in front of a number of constituents, as I brought up the term solar radiation management and geoengineering, he immediately tried to transfer the term to chemtrails. And so, you know, this is what the media does and what the politicians do, because then they can pull out their NASA sheet that says chemtrails are a hoax because it's a non-science term, and the whole credible issue is ignored. So anyway, we are gaining ground now. They are being seen, and we are noting all over in many locations what appears to be an attempt to be more covert in the application of the spraying, Benson.
Dan, you're not going to believe this, but I was knocked off the air twice while you delivered that last 2 minutes. I'm not kidding. So I reconnected, and now I'm on the telephone. You know, I don't know if it's the information that you're presenting that's causing this, because this has happened many, many times. And the more we get into what the government is doing to us, the more we see these kinds of problems here trying to broadcast. Yes, it is in your face. There is no question it's in your face, but it is different. I'm seeing it different, too. And we do have this silvery clouds here in Missouri.
Oh, it's kind of, I mean, here, in fact, if you look toward the horizon, you can barely make out the natural cumulus clouds over the mountaintops, because the background is so bleached out with the saturation of particulates that, you know, you don't have that blue sky background with the white clouds very visible on the horizon. It's almost indistinguishable when you see the natural clouds melted in. And also, we had thunderheads, you know, convective clouds around the mountaintops yesterday. They absolutely hammer those individual cells. And as they start to convect and rise and reach any point where they would be close to precipitating, they actually aerosolize those cells, and it dissolves them into what looks like a giant smoke bank. They are not allowing them to convect over our state. And I know I've got the same reports from other areas. So, I mean, they don't leave anything untouched. I mean, the weather makers have to hamper everything from bottom to top. So, I mean, none of us know what natural weather is at this point. The whole system is disrupted.
You know, you're absolutely right. And as I think about young people today, we are having cell phone outages across the country. And with these cell phone outages, it's really disruptive to young people. They absolutely panic because they can't text their friends. And it's really important to them. And, you know, to me, it's no big deal. However, by the same token, young people don't know what sunshine is really like. They don't know what normal weather is like. They just don't. And I remember when I was a child looking out the window with my mother, I'm talking about 7 years old, you know, it would rain every week. Every week it would just rain, and we'd watch the rain because it was good for the plants, you know. And now, when was the last time you had rain, Dane?
We haven't had precipitation here in Northern California since late March. Now, normally, historically, we had about 8 to 9 months of wet weather.
Right.
And now, last year, we had 6 weeks of that. And that 6 weeks was aerosolized. You know, the rain is toxic. Trees are dying here everywhere, Vincent. And, I mean, it's like living in hell. It doesn't cool off. It literally does not cool off day or night. And, in fact, I'll send you in a moment here a couple of the most recent maps, which make incredibly clear the only anomalous cool zones on most of the planet is the eastern U.S., and they've done that for a specific reason, and it's caused a lot of confusion with people who live there who can't imagine it could possibly be warm anywhere, because it's not warm where they're at. And it's the eastern half of the U.S. is 1/200th of the Earth's surface area, 0.5%,
mm-hmm.
And that's not much. So, but it's caused tremendous confusion with the American population, and that's part of the goal, to keep the herd calm until the last moment, things converge from every direction as the paradigm we've known is unraveling by the day. It's caused a lot of confusion with people who don't understand the absolute cataclysms we're facing with methane expulsion in the Arctic and meltdown of the planet, burning down of the forests. They don't understand that. They don't like, none of us like Al Gore. So if it's cool outside and that's all the more reason to deny that there's anything wrong with the climate system. But there absolutely is. And they won't be able to hide this for a whole lot longer, Vincent.
Dane and Chris, let me share this with you. I was talking with our son last night, He went to pick up a load of cinder or concrete blocks. We're building a raised bed garden, so he stopped off at one of our instructors' farms, Len Pence. He buys these blocks by the tractor trailer load, and they're leftovers. For example, if a large construction project has some blocks left over, he buys all of them, and then he sells them at a deep, deep discount, like one-third the price. My son had a trailer load of these blocks, but he was driving an empty truck, a three-quarter ton diesel, into Springfield last night. And he said, "Dad, the thermostat on the, the temperature gauge on the truck was way high, way high." He said, "You know, I want to clean out the radiator." And what we're seeing is that all of our vehicles are running hotter than ever before. Now, is it a question of cleaning out the radiator? Maybe that might help, okay? But we have something in our radiators called water wetter. Have you gentlemen heard of that, water wetter?
I think I have heard of it. I'm not too familiar.
Water wetter, it actually makes water wetter than it is, and it absorbs more heat. So, for example, if you were to put maybe a drop of dishwashing liquid in water, it would be wetter than water. It reduces the surface tension, and it would be able to conduct more heat than water would normally.
Clear.
So this is not soap, because that would cause a problem in the radiator. It'd foam up. But this actually would allow the radiator to extract more heat from the water, the coolant, if you will. And so we have that in our vehicles to keep them even cooler. And that's not enough. So what I'm saying is I'm seeing it's more difficult for the radiators of vehicles now to conduct the heat away from under the hood, engine temperatures. That's what I'm saying. So that's, I believe this is all part of the same thing, all part of this geoengineering.
Well, when you have atmospheric oxygen content declining also, and that is happening, mm-hmm. then you have an effect on internal combustion engines, which would likely generate more heat as well. So, I mean, there's potentially other factors involved there also, Vincent. And there's so many things that are not being reported right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people who don't want to hear it, even if it was brought to their attention. And, I would argue for those that are trying to stay in their bubble, you're not going to be able to stay there much longer. And the sooner you come out of it and help us shine the light on issues of profound importance, then the more chance we have of altering our course. And we absolutely need to alter it.
I was talking with Justin, our engineer at GCN, just before the broadcast started, seconds before, and I asked him about geoengineering, what his thoughts were, and he said, "Well, you know, he's kind of on the fence." And I said, "Well, we're going to fix that within the next 2 hours. That will be fixed." Dane Wigington, Chris Farnworth from Colorado will be with us when we come back. I'm Vince Finelli.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I've got one eye on the statistics screen so I can see when I get knocked off the air. And it didn't just happen to me. It happened to Chris Farnworth, too, in Colorado during this broadcast. So he was knocked off. I was knocked off. Dane's still been able to connect. Dane Wigington's with us. Chris Farnworth. I'm Vin Finelli. We're talking about geoengineering. You know, during the break, we were talking about some very interesting observations. And, Dane, you were talking about how the chemical spraying technology has changed, evolved, if you will, or to work against us in an even better way to hurt us faster, quicker. And let's talk about that. Chris, you had some very interesting thoughts.
Yeah, guys. As engineers, Dane and I have had to do a lot of stuff with getting things done. And You need to have your sensors out there. When, say, you're spraying, you need to have your sensors airborne to figure out exactly, you know, the densities and et cetera, et cetera. And I noticed in the Boulder Daily Camera newspaper last week that they have a C-130 flying around here on the Front Range in Denver, and it's a project supposedly between the state and NASA, and it's called FRAP, F-R-A-P-P-E. And, you know, in the article, they just tell you, oh, we're just trying to help out with pollution and, just go back to sleep, everybody. But, you know, I'm totally convinced in this article that, you know, they have a lot of intelligence here in Boulder at the NOAA, the National Atmospheric Administration. And I'm sure a lot of chemtrail stuff has originated from here in Boulder. And so I believe that NASA has sent a C-130 over here for their little experiments right here on the Front Range to, you know, see what the density of the aluminum and barium and all that good stuff is.
There's networks of aerosol sensors around the globe, too, Chris. I think Battelle Corporation is involved with some of that. I mean, you have private contractors really intertwined in this whole scenario of what's happening in our skies. And even with NOAA's weather modeling is done by Raytheon. Raytheon also does the weather modeling for National Weather Service. So I think,
yeah,
as you correctly mentioned, Denver is an epicenter for a lot of this activity and the monitoring of this activity. And, you know, behind these, what people perceive as official agencies, you have private defense industry contractors. So you have the foxes literally running the hen houses, you know, in
exactly,
so many aspects, yeah.
Totally intertwined. Raytheon is right in there. Battelle, I found out about a couple of years ago, if you just punch in Battelle, I believe it's spelled, you'll see chemtrail equipment. Those guys are right there in the middle of it. Another one is Evergreen out in Washington State. You know, you can just see their equipment. Just punch that stuff into Google, and you can see this stuff and look up their patents and stuff.
And everything is also, you have filtering mechanisms for all the data collected. It's the same with the UV radiation readings also. They're increasingly putting all data collection through a central dissemination mechanism that, for all practical purposes, simply falsifies that data. In the case of the UV readings, I mean, we've discussed before in the past on Vincent's show here, we're seeing UV readings hundreds of percentile points higher than is being disclosed in the case of UVB, especially. I mean, it's off the charts. It's burning the bark off of trees. It's reducing foliage. It's certainly easy to feel for anybody who's conscious of the intensity of the sun on their skin. So when they process this data through central points, you know, that's their mechanism of basically falsifying that data. And it appears that's been going on the UV issue since probably the early 80s. So it's astounding what can be going on such a large scale. And it's not recognized or acknowledged by so much of academia, which at this point, all these science organizations in academia are, for lack of a better term, means of distracting the public. I mean, even the IPCC, the largest scientific panel on any human or any subject in human history, I mean, their modeling is completely fictitious. There's no other word for it. When you have the IPCC modeling stating that if the planet warmed 18 degrees centigrade, which is about 36 degrees Fahrenheit, that it would only cut global GDP in half, we would be gone. Life on Earth would be gone long before that point. So, again, the modeling is really fictitious.
Going into a break, Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Chris Farnworth, Denver, Colorado. He's an electrical engineer. And we're talking about geoengineering. We come back, I'd like to mention something about some nuclear testing.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, you might think that your government would want to protect you from harm. Let me assure you that in World War II, just at the end of World War II, we did some atomic testing. We had tested some weapons that released dangerous levels of radiation. and we had people nearby. And in the 1950s and the 1960s, we did above-ground atomic testing. We set off nuclear explosions, huge, horrific nuclear explosions. And guys in the military were told, okay, yeah, here's some goggles, and just stand here, and you're going to get to see something really cool. Watch this. And then the explosion went off, and they were irradiated. Absolutely true. Now, if you think that your government would never allow spraying, you know, because we have the EPA, and they're there to protect the environment, that's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. They're spraying us every single day somewhere. And Dane, you mentioned that the bark is peeling off trees or burning off trees. We see that here. The trees are dying at what I would consider a rate I have never seen in my lifetime here at the farm, right here in Missouri. Our fruit trees, the leaves are turning color right now. It's like it's autumn. It's not autumn.
We're seeing that in many places around the globe, Vincent, and I know some have related that to. In fact, I've seen some mainstream media stories that relate that to, of course, the cooler summer in the eastern U.S., but the trees are doing the same thing here in California, and it's hot as hell. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons and aspects, and UV radiation is one of the big ones that causes the tree defoliation. So this, you know, this is all out of salt. You can't escape from it. A lot of people don't understand, especially here in California, they've been more covert with the spraying. They seem to think that they're not being exposed to this now. They spray, even if they're not overhead, and they are typically, even when people don't think they are, because of the change spraying disbursement I described earlier. But when they're spraying upstream, that's what settles on, you know, each of us. And this membrane or this cloud of toxic metals that surrounds the planet, there's no escaping it. Again, I refer to the whale study again in 2010. 1,000 whales from the most remote places on the planet all had, quote, jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in their tissue. So there's nowhere to escape from this fallout, nowhere. It's toxifying virtually the entire web of life, Vincent.
Yeah, the trees is what brought it up with me to call Vincent last week. I was driving through Kremlin and Walden here in Colorado, which is northwest of Denver, and the prevailing wind goes from Oregon down to Denver. And so to cover Denver, they spray up there, northwest of town. And I had a tear come to my eye as I drove through. 8 out of 10 trees are dead up there. You drive through there, and this is supposed to be the beautiful Colorado, you know, that everybody comes from all over the world to see. And the trees are dead. It's unbelievable. And the people are, you know, just going, oh, well, you know, the Forest Service said the pine beetles have just risen up and killed the trees. No, I think the trees are dead and dying from aluminum. And, of course, the pine beetles are going to come in and have some food, you know, because the trees can't defend themselves anymore. They're poisoned.
Chris, your point is exactly on target, and this is what so many agencies don't disclose, that there's an underlying reason for those pests to be in the trees. And it's, you know, if someone dies of some sort of infection that's related to having AIDS because their immune system no longer works, it's the same sort of scenario. When the trees are being exposed to bioavailable toxic metals, we know the effect of that. We have studies from institutions like UC Riverside on the effects of aluminum, for example. It causes organisms like trees to shut down their nutrient uptake. They're trying to protect their DNA from this toxic metal. So now we have that effect, the UV effect, the lack of rain, I mean, all of the above, and all roads lead back to climate engineering. And so you have now other issues. I was just at the marine lab on the Pacific coast, and I looked at some of the marine die-off that's occurring along the U.S. West Coast. I was there last week. We found 6 starfish in an area we should have found several hundred. Half of those 6 were half dead. They were hanging off the rock with half their body dissolved. This is starfish wasting disease. And even while this is going on, to kind of relate to what Chris just said, what the agency people, you know, or people in general tend to ignore cataclysms like this, the marine lab tech that I spoke to acted like she knew nothing about any die-off on the West Coast. Everything was fine. And, you know, I mean, at this point we have agencies saying black is white, up is down, day is night. I mean, you know, it's astounding.
Yeah, it's right out of 1984. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Gentlemen, let me share something with you. Last night at the meetup, we had Dr. Liu from California, Dr. L.U., and she's a medical doctor and also a Ph.D. And she said something that that Dr. Joel Wallach said. I'm going to try to say this for family radio. She said that the toxins that are all around us are causing defects in humanity. And one of the defects that it's causing is men are less able to be men. We have less masculinity. We have more feminine attributes. We are less able to be the heads of households. We are less able to make decisions. We have these bulges around our middle, which are induced by stress. All of this relates to the toxins that are around us. So we have the toxins and we have the stress, and it's causing us to be sicker. And I just keep thinking about those guys. I've got this mental image in my mind right now with these men with these dark goggles on, and they're standing facing the nuclear explosion out your way, New Mexico, when we were learning how to build bigger and bigger nuclear bombs. And so we've polluted the planet early on, and we're doing it now deliberately for no purpose that I can think of that has any good
Well, radiation is a very effective sterilant. And the sperm count around the world is down below 20% of what it was 60 to 100 years ago. Now, the very fact that is not headline news, right there tells you it's enough.
Chris, you're breaking up pretty bad on mine. I don't know if Vince
Yes, Chris, you are breaking up. Let's, Chris, go back to a minute ago. Start over, please.
Okay. I'm just saying that the sperm count around the world is down to 20% of what it was, 80 years ago.
And Dr. Shealy has said the same thing.
Yeah, and that alone, why wouldn't that be headlines all around the world? That right there, it's not even being reported on. Right there, it's an op. It's not even in the media.
In the youth in the schools, I still have two kids in schools, and you don't see the same sort of behavior with the boys that you saw when I was young. And it seems there's a lot less of what you just described, Vincent, is that more masculine behavior. It's not there. I mean, it's very different than when I was younger, and certainly it corroborates what you just stated, Vincent. As far as how these guys see what they're doing, if I could have a minute here, Vincent, to read a letter. I've been communicating with somebody that's an architect in these programs going back to the mid-80s, and I recognized his name when the contact came. The contact came through a congressional candidate, Greg Palin, who's a personal friend. And it gives an idea of the mindset of these people. And after my communication with this insider, an architect to the climate engineering programs, he had a correspondence back with this congressional candidate. He refers to this for Dane's sphere of observation. He is close, but not considering the larger models. I'm reading directly off this communication. I'm keeping this person anonymous. But for instance, when climate change effects drive up relative humidity due to ocean heating and loss of natural cloud cover, the power of the atmosphere to spawn huge and damaging storms is increased. More storms and higher damage level storms. So this is their justification for climate engineering. One way to affect that increase is to cause rain out of the humidity by inducing nucleation and rainfalls. It will take away from California's typical weather patterns. So California inherits more wildfires and other problems, and the rest of the U.S. nets cooler summer temps, less flooding, less serious storms. The weather here in East Tennessee has been much cooler. He's referring to Oak Ridge. He's an Oak Ridge laboratory from there, which is run by Battelle, by the way. Battelle is involved with Oak Ridge National Laboratory. So he says the weather in East Tennessee has been much cooler and the storms fewer and less damaging. So like I told Dane, the larger models move toward the larger balance equation of the entire U.S., and if they have to kill off many trees in California to lower damage factors across the expanse of the U.S., the trees are going to take a hit. In other words, if they choose to play God and decide who burns to the ground in order for others to have a cooler summer, they make that decision. This is direct communication with someone on the inside. The truth is often spun in Oak Ridge, and likewise, the truth on climate change moderation issues are not shared with the public, as the public would demand most of them, i.e. the people that are involved in climate engineering that cause these serious problems, be hung or shot by firing squad. This is his words. They know if the public found out what was going on, there would be hell to pay. And that's why so much effort is being put into not hiding these programs to keep them covert as long as possible. I mean, that's as clear. They know. They know what the public reaction would be, and this statement clearly outlines that.
Okay, so, Dane, the ladies that are in our lives, the ladies who are in the lives of these pilots, the men who are in the lives of the lady pilots, let's think about this. Dane, we've discussed this before, and I think we should talk about it again. Okay, so let's say, ladies, your husband is a pilot, and he's flying through the skies, and he is spraying chemicals in the air, right behind the pilot in front of him who is doing the same thing. Now, we've talked about the toxins. We've talked about the loss of masculinity. I believe that there's a link between homosexuality. I'm going to say it. This is here it goes. I believe there's a link between homosexuality and the toxins in the air. That's what I was alluding to before. And the toxins in our water and in all the toxins. I believe that there is a link. That's just me speaking my opinion. Well, if you think that a birth defect or homosexuality can result from the toxins that are sprayed in the air, are you going to allow your husband to spray toxins on the guy behind him, or the pilot behind him, or the lady behind them, or to the airplanes that are flying in the same skies? Are you going to allow it, or are you going to stop it? And we'll talk about how to stop it.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only to the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't
you God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really humbled. I just went to the Genesis Communications Network website, GCNlive.com, and for the fifth day in a row during this hour, USA Prepares is number one. You've made us number one, and I am extremely humbled. I want to thank you for doing that. You did it. We're talking about geoengineering. We're talking about toxins in the air. During the break, I spent a few minutes and I typed in the search terms homosexuality versus toxins. And I posted a link to a website, Living on Earth. And it says, hormone disruptors linked to genital changes in sexual preference. Scientists are continuing to sound the alarm about common chemicals, including herbicides, and link them to changes in reproductive health and development. And it goes on to say that toxic chemicals have been found to feminize male frogs and cause homosexual behavior. Now, maybe some might think it's a stretch for me to say, okay, maybe that's why we have more homosexuals now than ever before on the planet. Seems like it to me. Well,
but
maybe
in
that's
addition,
why.
You know, I mean, the overall effect, Vincent, of climate engineering, and why some of us have focused all on this issue, is there's nothing that it doesn't affect negatively. Even, for example, the GMO, anti-GMO, I should say, organizations and so forth. My hope is that they join us with the fight against climate engineering as well, because at this point there is no organic anything. All plant life is uptaking these bioavailable elements. It's causing horizontal gene mutation, according to Norwegian and German researchers we work with, and we're seeing mutations in our forests here. And just using that as an example of groups that are fighting for the common good, but perhaps missing the main point that there is an underlying challenge here, i.e. climate engineering, that if it's not dealt with, no other battle will matter. Nothing else will matter. I mean, it won't matter to grow organic foods if the planet doesn't support life. And that's why, you know, again, to focus on this issue, and here's a headline from about 6 days ago out of the Arctic, from the Arctic Research Group. Horrific methane eruptions in East Siberian Sea. A catastrophe of unimaginable proportions is unfolding in the Arctic Ocean. Huge quantities of methane are erupting from the seafloor of the East Siberian Sea and entering the atmosphere over the Arctic Ocean. Now, again, if the planet doesn't support life, and that's the track we're on right now, and there's enough methane in that location alone, mathematically, to cause a Permian-style mass extinction 100 times over, and that's probably a conservative estimate, then we should be focusing on what is most affecting the Earth's life support systems. And mathematically, nothing is greater than climate engineering, although there's, as we've discussed, I mean, the human activity, all human activity is a form of geoengineering, all of it. Putting 100 million tons of CO2 in the atmosphere every day is a form of geoengineering. But the intentional geoengineering is thwarting Earth's life support systems to the greatest degree. So, I mean, this is the underlying cause. This is why I, for myself, I focused on this issue, because it by all rational examination is the issue on which all other issues will depend.
Dane,
I couldn't agree more with you, Dane. I'm just an engineer, and I try to, you know, look at things logically and go against the grain to get things done, you know, in manufacturing systems. And I think a big key, Dane, is to get testing equipment in the hands of, you know, just regular people like us. Like, for example, you talk about UV A and B. I've gone out and bought a UV meter. It's going to be here in a couple of days.
Good.
And
Chris, we're going into a break, and you're breaking up. So why don't you reconnect during the break, find a better location if you're on a cell phone, and we will continue this discussion for hour number two. But Dane said it, and it's, you know, 3 minutes without air, and you're dead. 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. So air is number one on the priority list. Air is number one. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org, Chris Farnworth, Denver, Colorado, electrical engineer. I'm Vince Finelli. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Same topic, hour number two, right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.